You are listening to Destiny Pizzas.
Today is Wednesday, January 24th, 2018, week 235. I'm Dhruv Patel.
I'm Mike Steska.
This is Destiny Pizza. Let's get in some We-Viewed Reviewed.
All right.
Movie news or movie reviews.
Talk about one thing I saw first. I saw that Voldemort movie. They made a Voldemort movie they put on YouTube. It's a fan film, so it's not canon or anything. But it's called Voldemort Origins of the Air. Like a 50-minute movie. You can check out on YouTube. I saw the trailer for this movie. I was like, oh, this could be a cool movie. Then I watched it and I was like, it was interesting, but like, I feel like
Did it look on par with the Warner Brothers movie?
Yeah, it didn't look bad.
Like the spells and stuff looked cool too?
Yeah, yeah, all the spells. It's just there wasn't much of it. That's the thing. Like, there wasn't much. It was, mostly dialogue and stuff. But it all looked fine. It wasn't really the look of it. It was just, kind of, it was, too long. It was 50 minutes, and they, just spent the whole time. It didn't seem like they didn't do much. They were kind of having a lot of these conversations. Like, the opening sequence is kind of cool, which I liked. And the story, it was basically, Voldemort. I wanted more Voldemort, I guess, doing stuff, but it was kind of like somebody telling the story of how, Voldemort at school, but then it was partially that at school, but then it was kind of just...
Did it talk about his parents at all?
Yeah, I talked a little bit about his mom and stuff, because, the story kind of is, him getting... It's not enough of that. It's, him getting Horcruxes, but it's, because he got all the the heirlooms. It was him trying to get the heirlooms and stuff, but it was half his story, half basically the story follows there's four heirs. There's an heir of Gryffindor, yeah. And there's the four heirs, and he's the heir of Slytherin. So it's them talking about how they're gonna get their trinkets from their historical houses or whatever, and then Voldemort's trying to get them for himself, but it cuts in between that, so it's the Gryffindor heir is kind of the main character.
So this is different than the Sword of Gryffindor.
Yeah, that's
the item, but it's not was Gottfried Gryffindor or whatever. What's the guy's name?
Yeah,
Godric, it's him.
Gryffindor. No. It's their heirs.
Okay,
so their family,
it's straight up a Gryffindor. His last name was Gryffindor.
They say it's their secret heirs, so their blood's in them.
Wow, maybe this is scale. This sounds like Game of Thrones a little bit.
But it's not enough. It's not enough of that. If they had a whole movie and then did more stuff
of them,
it'd be kind of cool.
Godric cheating, having a bastard child in secret.
Yeah, but it's not really like that.
It's been thousands
of generations. They're so.
Oh, okay.
That's just their. They know their history of their family. Voldemort is he's the heir of Slytherin, but it's so far away, and then he's half Muggle, so
I thought he was full Muggle, he's born to Muggle parents.
No, his mom's a witch.
I know what I'm doing on my flight. Rewatching those Harry Potter movies.
Well,
they don't go into it too much in
the movies.
I was under the impression.
Watch this movie. That tells you that, I think. Well, he says his Muggle father. So you assume by saying.
I thought he was a mudblood. I thought mudblood meant that he.
I've talked about this many times. I still don't quite understand it.
Mudblood.
It means both Muggle parents. He's not a mudblood. Dirty blood. But if you're half, you're not a dirty blood. That's what I'm confused by. But no, that's why he changed his name from Tom Riddle, because he's Tom Riddle Jr., I think.
Oh, see, by the 1990s, half-bloods were the most common type of magical person.
Yeah. Voldemort's half-blood. Snape's half-blood.
Gilderoy Lockhart, Seamus Finnegan.
It's just funny how...
Malcolm McGonagall. Minerva McGonagall.
It's funny how many Death Eaters are half-bloods, and they're like
Snape
preaching the blood purity. I mean, it's like the Hitler thing, but it's just weird.
Oh, see, but Albus Dumbledore. Okay, so like Voldemort had a pure blood and a Muggleborn.
Yeah.
Parent.
Yes.
Oh, no, it just says pure / half blood. So some of them are pure blood parents. Some of them are like quarter blood.
Yeah. They're a half blood so with crazy. A Muggle, and you're a quarter blood.
But it still counts as half blood. But are we to believe that? So they still have to have a little bit of magic in them.
Who does?
Like, even if they're like Muggleborn. I want to meet the wizard who marries a straight up Muggle.
That's the Voldemort's mom and dad. He's a straight up Muggle.
To this article, it makes it believe that. Yeah, I guess so. It was an affluent Muggle.
Well, that would be like in. It's like in Fantastic Beasts, if like the Muggle dude and then she's like a witch.
Yeah.
So it'd be something like that.
But like, I want. Because this one has Harry Potter in it. Because Lily James Potter is born to Muggles. But she's still.
She's a full witch, though, right? Because I think I think once you have magic, you're full. Or you're still half blood, but you're still
considered
witch.
A witch.
So if you're Muggle. If Hermione marries Ron, that's still a full blood child.
No, because they're on this article, too.
Okay. So that's the part I don't understand. I mean,
under known half bloods. They're considered half-bloods.
Okay, they're still half-bloods, even though...
Because Ron Weasley is pure blood and Hermione Granger is Muggle-born.
Got it. Okay, that kind of makes sense.
So they're still half-blood.
So you're passing down your half... Your... But what's
but
Hermione?
Still...
Hermione's not a half-blood, though? She's a no... Like, what blood
She's
is
She's a Muggle-born.
Muggle-born. So the half-blood is, and it's basically Muggle-born, half-blood, and pure-blood, right?
Yeah.
So... Both Muggle parents, Muggle parent, both wizard parents.
But
not
necessarily.
Not necessarily, because one wizard parent could be in a half blood. One pure blood.
So they could
parents.
Have, yeah. So they could have two, or one parent could be a half blood parent. The other one could be a Muggle born parent, and they could still produce a half blood child.
Yes.
Which makes no sense.
It doesn't make any sense. That's why it's always confused me.
Which is why racism is stupid.
I just assume once a witch, always a witch. Even if you have Muggle parents, you're a witch.
But no.
That's not the case. They're like, it must be really hard to maintain a pure bloodedness. I don't know the population numbers on wizards compared to humans. It seems like there's a lot more humans than wizards.
Yeah, because this article makes us believe that wizards would have died out if they hadn't started mixing with.
Yeah. So, but I guess that's why Hagrid says, like, there's not a wizard born today who doesn't have a little bit of, like, Muggle. He does say that in one of the movies. So I'm just thinking, like, how is Weasley a pure blood? Like, I guess they have, like, a history of... They have a really good history of their families. So they could probably trace it back.
They say every time the term is used in the book, there's a section in the article.
That's all.
Snape lashed out at Lily after Lily came to his assistance when he was being bullied by James Potter and Sirius Black. It resulted in the loss of his friendship with Lily.
So Harry Potter's a half-blood.
Yeah, he's the half-blood prince.
No, Snape's the half-blood prince.
Yeah, but in the half-blood prince, we find out that he's a half-blood.
We find that out?
That's what it says in this article.
What? How did we not know that already? We find out Harry's a half-blood?
Yeah, because we find out Harry's a half-blood because
don't we already know
Snape,
that?
Well, yeah, because Snape calls his mom a mudblood. Which means she's Muggle-born.
I think that's what... I don't think Snape called. Why would Snape call her? Snape loved her. I don't think he called her.
Yeah. He lashed out in the book.
Oh, he lashed out. Oh, there you go. In the movie.
It says in here.
It doesn't happen.
Snape lashed out after Lily came to his assistance when he was being bullied by James Potter and Sirius Black in 1975. It resulted in the loss of his friendship with Lily and would forever be his worst memory. Afterwards, Snape disliked even hearing the word mudblood. And then Lily Potter uses it.
So half-blood people hate muggle-born people.
Yeah, but then afterwards, after Snape tried to apologize for calling Lily a mudblood, she retorted, "But you call everyone of my birth a mudblood, Severus. Why should I be any different?"
Damn.
Because also in the books, Hermione has never heard that term before. Oh, really? And Ron has to explain it.
Oh.
And then also the scene where Beatrix carves it into her arm, that never happened in the book either. Yeah. Anyway, so the book doesn't.
So, but if Hermione married a muggle and they had a kid, that's a half blood?
No.
What is it? Muggle born?
Yeah. Because I think.
But she's not really a muggle. I think she's half blood. I think kid would be half blood. See, I don't know how it works.
I think he's half blood marries a
it really
muggle.
Like trips me out when I think about these random ones that I don't have examples for.
So even the children of Harry Potter and Ginny Potter are considered half bloods.
Yeah.
Even though they're like 75% bloods.
That I get. I'm talking about like a muggle born marrying a muggle. A muggle-born that's magical.
Levels of blood purity. So muggle-born?
Mm-hmm.
I think they would still be technically considered... No, because they have magic.
That's what I'm saying. They can't be a muggle. They can't... Well, magic doesn't always technically transfer down. Because there's some two magical parents...
That can produce...
Like Filch. He's a magical parent. He's a squib.
I thought... Yeah.
And like...
Not Hagrid.
Muggle parents can have a magic kid and non-magic kid because Harry's aunt isn't magical, but his mom was magical. It'd just be really weird to be in a family where one, like, some are magical and some aren't. That's
right. Yeah, they don't talk about what would happen if a mudblood.
Yeah, I'm trying to think.
But they do say the pure blood families are all interrelated.
So, like, Malfoys are related to Weasleys somehow?
Yeah. Such as the Gaunts, Blacks, and Lestranges has been known to cause a tendency towards instability, violence, and enfeeblement.
So you think like the Weasleys are mad because they're two of their kids are like they're so their pure bloodiness is gone because two of the Weasleys ones with is that why they have so many kids?
Is it Arthur and Molly Weasley?
Yeah.
They are second cousins by marriage once removed, which is not technically inbreeding, but shows how the spouses are somewhat interrelated. Going back more generations might show some actual biological links. And then there's squibs.
I'm just saying, like, Ron's kids are no longer, like, the pureblood Weasley line. Do they, like, I don't know. It's just weird. Blood in, it makes no sense. I think that's the point. It's not a real thing.
Oh, I didn't know Hagrid was half giant.
Yeah. Because his, like, brother is in one of the movies. Like, yeah. This is my brother!
And it's like...
He's just a big giant dude.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, okay.
Yeah, they don't say anything about what would happen if a muggle born...
Yeah, I can't think of an
example. Oh, because they still have... So it says muggle-borns are children... of muggles and have the magic gene possibly because of a squib, half-blood, or pure-blood ancestor.
See, because that's why I think they're half-blood. Their kid would be a half-blood.
Technically.
which is weird. Because technically they're higher in the blood ranking if you were to believe in such a thing.
Yeah.
In the wizard world. Like Voldemort would be like, oh, your kid is way more, I'm more accepting of them than you. Just, that's crazy.
I just don't see anyone, if they were a witch or a wizard, marrying a muggle, like Hermione marrying a muggle. Because I feel like it's too much of a risk to lose that magic gene again.
That's true. This is a really good chance your kid's not going
to
be
like magical. If you had like an ability to fly and like a group of the population had a percentage or possibility to fly, would you marry like a land person? Knowing your kids had the chance of not being able to fly? I just supported racism.
I mean, you kind of are. It sounds like. It's not sounding good what you're saying. I'm just saying it could happen.
Yeah.
But yeah,
but I'm like, imagine something
your
like,
family would lose your magic pretty much.
Yeah, like you would prevent magic from happening in your family. Yeah, but that's like a direct thing versus like racism, which is all like BS normally.
Yeah. They need to do this with mutants in the X-Men. Be like, well, if this happens, it seems like everybody's just a mutant.
But a lot of them are mutants are born to humans usually.
Yeah, that's true.
Because it's like a mutation. It's not like a hereditary gene, which this one makes it seem like it's a hereditary gene.
Yeah. That's true. That's a good point. You can't like get. Yeah. It's like everyone's. It's all happening to a lot of people.
The crazy thing is the ghosts.
Yeah.
Because what like the ghosts of wizards are like very visible.
Yeah.
But then like the ghosts.
Are there muggle ghosts out there?
See, that's what I'm wondering.
I don't think
Nearly Headless Nick. He's a wizard, right?
I think they're all wizards. Or magic. They have magic.
That's the weird thing, then.
Because I don't think there's any muggle ghosts that you see in the books or the movies that I know.
But then, like, how do these ghosts appear and how do they not?
I don't know how ghosts work in Harry Potter.
Yeah.
I think they
don't talk about that. And
they don't talk about that. We're coming up with better movies, I think.
Yeah.
But, yeah, like, the concept is interesting. I just think they didn't do enough. And... Yeah, like it's interesting if you want to watch it. Like I like the idea, but yeah, I wanted more. I pretty much wanted more Voldemort and like his thought process doing stuff. You get some of it, but like, I mean, it's kind of hard because it's probably all in his head just thinking about it. So it's kind of a hard thing to show. But yeah, so it's okay, but it could be better.
What do you rate it?
Probably give it. I'd give it like a 4.
Okay. I watched Lady Bird.
Lady Bird, how was that?
Great. Saw it in theaters.
Mm-hmm.
Really good movie. Cool. It's like, it reminded me kind of like Edge of 17, but more serious.
Mm. It's set in like the 90s, right?
Yeah. 2002.
Oh, okay.
Right after 9/11.
Oh, okay.
Because they talk about it a lot. Because she wants to go to New York and her friend's like, what about terrorism? She's like, don't be a Republican. It's like her family is like a less than well-off family in this neighborhood. And there's a lot of wealthy people in that neighborhood in Sacramento. And she goes to a Catholic school and her brother looks Mexican or is Mexican. I don't know. Maybe he's adopted. They don't really talk about that.
Mm.
And her dad works for a software company, and her mom is like a nurse in a psych ward. And they're kind of like making ends meet. She's like, I want to go to this liberal arts school. And they want her to go to like community college or Davis, which is 30 minutes away. And mayhem ensues, and it's a really good movie. I don't know how to explain it any further. Yeah,
it seems like a hard movie unless you watch it.
Yeah, it's just like senior year and the struggles a girl might have in that movie. I don't know. It was a really, really good movie.
Cool.
I give it an 8. I love this movie.
Cool. Probably would have made your top 10, I'm assuming.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
See, I think the problem is I only watched like nerdy movies last year.
Yeah.
Where I didn't watch like the crazy, like mind-blowing movies.
Yeah. Well, because that's usually what happens every year, kind of, because, like,
We watch, like, popcorn movies the whole year, and then, like, the last 2 weeks, we watch, like, the Oscar movies.
Yeah. Well, because they don't come out, also.
Yeah.
Because some of them literally only came out
in January. Like, the week before.
Like, they came out small release, so they could qualify, but then they don't actually come out till like January. So it's, there's a lot of stuff like that that's hard to. Maybe we should like wait a month for top 10.
I don't know. Maybe.
But I don't know. I guess it works fine. But to really get all the movies, it's hard to see them all before the end of the year.
And then I watched In the Mood for Love. This is a movie that came out in the year 2000. It's a Chinese movie made in Hong Kong.
Mm-hmm.
And it takes place in the 60s.
Where'd you hear about this movie?
Just reading like Criterion list.
Cool.
Is it part of the Criterion collection?
Mm.
And yeah, this is a really cool movie. It was about these two people who move into this like apartment building, like a shared apartment kind of, where like they like sublease rooms in like two different rooms. Like it's two couples and they each sublease a room in like apartment, neighboring apartments.
Mm-hmm.
And then one of the husband's wife is always out of town and the wife of the other in the other apartment, her husband is always out of town. And they soon start, like, you see, like, their daily, where they, like, cross paths a little bit, but nothing serious. And then they both find out that their spouses are cheating with each other. So, like, the husband and the wife are cheating.
Mm-hmm.
But then, like, the two people that you see aren't. So they develop, like, a sort of friendship that like blossoms into something else. But there's like really cool colors and the music and like the things that they do with the film. Like they slow it down at parts and it's just really cool. Yeah, it was a really good movie. It reminded me a lot of Drinking Buddies because I guess a lot of this was like improvised.
Mm-hmm.
And then it also reminded me a lot of like How I Met Your Mother, where it was just like you want something so bad to happen and then it just never happens. Which sucked in How I Met Your Mother because it took 8 years
for that to happen.
Where this is only 90 minutes, so it's satisfying torture.
Yeah.
Instead it's of like brief. Just prolonged torture.
Yeah, like, why just keep going?
Yeah.
So I have to keep watching the show. I really liked it a lot of the first season.
Yeah. So this is really good. I really, really liked this movie. I'll give this one an 8 also. Mm-hmm. And I know what you're saying. You're saying, Drew, you're watching all these movies and you give them all 8s.
I was watching good movies.
Well, lucky for you, I watched this movie called Chungking Express, which is from the same director.
Mm-hmm.
This one was made in 1994.
You're like, maybe I love this guy's work.
Yeah, maybe this guy is my new favorite director. I watched this movie and I didn't like this movie so much, but a lot of people do like this movie a lot. So maybe it just wasn't for me. It's about a cop who just broke up with his girlfriend and becomes like enamored with like this woman who wears a blonde wig, also takes place in Hong Kong, who wears this blonde wig, who turns out to be a drug dealer.
Mm.
But this cop keeps going to like this snack stand or something like that, like a food stand or a food stall. And then halfway through the movie, it cuts to this other cop who also goes to that food stall who recently got broken. He like buys food for his girlfriend and then breaks up with his girlfriend. And the girl, there's a new girl that works behind the counter and she becomes like completely enamored with this cop. And the reason I didn't like this is because I was like, this is just too much story going on.
Mm-hmm.
But I guess this is the movie that set the director up to be like the greatest filmmaker in Hong Kong. Like in the 90s and 2000s.
People love this movie.
Mm-hmm. But it just wasn't for me.
Mm.
But there's two things that I liked a lot about this movie. There was a lot of Indian people in this movie for some reason. I didn't know Hong Kong had that many Indian people in it. But then I did the research on it, and I guess we've been there since like the 1500s, which is like insane to me.
That's a long time.
Yeah, like how did we get there?
Yeah.
And then the second interesting, like before Britain came to India, we had Indian people in Hong Kong.
That's pretty nuts to think about.
Yeah, because then the British people came to Hong Kong and they're like, we're going to colonize this place too. And they're like, what are you guys doing here?
We saw Indian people here. I mean,
they're like, we thought this was our territory. And then there's a cover of the song, I think it's Dreams by the Cranberries. Where it's
Oh, yeah.
Except it's in Chinese.
That's pretty cool. Do like that.
Which I liked a lot. Yeah, but it talks about the second half of the movie. I guess the second half is really, I liked that part. But it, some of it was kind of weird to me. Because, like, this girl, you find out that this guy's girl ex-girlfriend was an air hostess.
Mm-hmm.
And there's, like, a lot of flashbacks. But the thing is, both of these movies don't hold your hand. So, like, there's these things in The Mood for Love where the couple role plays what is happening on the other, in their cheating spouses. So the husband plays her husband and she plays his wife. And he's like, how do you think like it started and stuff like that?
Mm-hmm.
So it'll cut between them being them and them role playing into this other couple. And it's really interesting because it doesn't hold your hand and you're like, oh, okay.
Yeah. Like if it was an a movie in English, you would understand what's going on.
Yeah, there'd be like a little bit of dialogue beforehand that would be like, oh, well, maybe he did this or maybe he did this. But in that,
they just start doing
they'll be like, how do you think it happened? And then it'll like almost rewind and you'll see them walking back, acting as if they're the other person's spouse. And then it'll cut the dialogue where she'll be like, oh, you know, you sound just like my husband. Like he's a smooth talker too and stuff like that. So it's very interesting.
That's interesting.
I like
style.
That a lot in the first one. And the second one is weird because there's these flashbacks of him and his air hostess girlfriend. And then she writes a letter and she leaves like these keys in the letter. And the cop is so like brokenhearted that she left that he's like, I'll just get the letter later. So the girl who works at the food stand like opens the letter and like goes into his apartment and starts like rearranging stuff and cleaning and stuff like that to like help him like brighten his mood. And you see the scene where he's like, you know, like I haven't realized how much I've changed this month. Like even like the sardines, which you see her like rewrapping the labels on sardines to change the brand. Like she changes the brand of the sardine cans, but just puts the old labels on. He's like, even these sardines taste different. And you're like, this is kind of creepy. Like this isn't wholesome as you'd think.
Yeah.
And then he eventually catches her and stuff like that. Like, and he's like, oh, how about we go on a date? And then something happens and I'm not going to reveal that because that's the last 2 minutes of the movie and it's crazy. But yeah, this movie wasn't for me. Besides the Indian people and that song.
Yeah, like the parts, but
so overall, I'll have to give this one like a 4. It was good, but like not great.
Yeah, got it.
But go watch In the Mood for Love if you have a chance, because marvelous.
Cool. I'm doing that Marvel Cinematic Universe rewatch.
And so, you watch the best of the first.
Yes, this is the first movie. This is the first MCU movie I saw in theaters.
I believe it was the same.
Yes, and I haven't not seen one since.
Yes.
So this is Captain America, the first Avenger. I only went to movies with Avenger in the title.
At the beginning.
I think that's how it started. I was like, oh, Avengers in the title. Let's see that movie. Yeah, so I love this movie a lot. Very enjoyable. They go back to the 40s. It's very different from what they had done to this point. And that's weird saying they, because they did a Thor movie, but this movie still feels like way different.
Yeah, I mean, I love this movie.
Yeah, it's period very enjoyable. Piece. Yeah, you just see the classic.
Nazis.
See the Steve Rogers is all scrawny.
Yeah.
It's just Red Skull is really cool. It's just like...
Tommy Lee Jones.
Tommy Lee Jones is really fun to have him. I love Agent Carter anytime she shows up.
I'm like, yeah.
Pretty awesome. Yeah, I love Howard. I love Dominic Cooper's Howard Stark, too. He's so good. I hope they get him in more and like somehow I can find a way to put him in. More flashbacks or something, because I know they've been using what's his name a bunch, the other Howard
Roger
Stark.
I think it was Mad Men character John
Slattery.
Yeah,
we started remembering his name again.
Good.
That was one of the names we couldn't get forever too.
Yeah, because I was always thinking Roger Sterling. I think it's Sterling.
Yeah,
John
Twilight.
No, that's Roger Sterling.
Oh, that's not Sterling.
This guy's name was Sterling. because he was he owned the company Sterling and Cooper
In Mad Men.
In Mad Men.
Cool.
I should rewatch Mad Men. That was a good show. Anyways.
Yes. So, very enjoyable film. And it's crazy how similar, like, Wonder Woman kind of, like, in the whole sense of, like, they start in the future, they start in modern time, they find them, and then it tail end back. I do, and that end scene's really cool.
Yeah.
Where he's in the current times in Times Square. That's a really cool scene. So, yeah, I enjoy this movie quite a bit. And, yes, this is where Marvel kicked it off for me. I was like, I'm going to see these in theaters now.
It's crazy to think that's something that's so big to us now.
Like, I know, it's just funny. I never saw Iron Man, or, like, it was just weird that I never saw
I did see the Hulk.
Oh, you did see the Hulk?
And with that one?
Yeah, I never saw any of the theaters. It just seems weird. Because I'm pretty sure I watched them after they came out on, like, they were released. Home video and stuff. Yeah, I just didn't. Captain America was my guy. Like, got to see him. I think that's why I saw it. And then Avengers just took it to another level.
Yeah,
like
I have one problem with this movie though.
What was the problem?
The kiss in the car.
It is weird. Yeah,
where he's like about to jump on that plane.
Yeah,
and he kisses her.
Yeah,
and I'm like, this seems like a bad moment. Do that. Like, focus.
I agree with you there.
On getting on the plane.
It's like they should have had that moment earlier.
Yeah. Oh, you do get Natalie Dormer in this movie though.
You do. You get, like, a lot of, like, you get, like, Peter Quill's mom is in one of the scenes, too.
Oh, see, there you go.
But it's, like, it's not actually the same character.
Canon.
It's not the same character. It's just the same actress is in there. And I'm like, there's a lot of, like, small, like, big people who are small, tiny parts of this movie.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of weird. And that's, like, another British person they got. Because there's also, like, a Jenna Coleman who was, she was in Doctor Who. She's like a small part in this. Like, she's in this movie too, for like a tiny bit.
So smaller than Natalie Dormer?
Yeah, she doesn't even have dialogue. Barely. Yeah, I don't think she has any dialogue because they go on a double date in the beginning.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And she's one of the girls in that.
Oh, yeah, and then we get all that fun stuff. We did a commentary for this movie.
Oh yeah, we did.
There's an earthquake that happened during it.
There was. Yeah. Yeah, because you get the cool stuff with the Stark Expo with some tying from Iron Man 2 and stuff. Which is kind of cool. You get that.
And you get, what was Human Torch. Name? Human Torch, yeah.
Torch, old school Human Torch suit. You get that flying car. So there's some cool stuff that you see. So yeah, very enjoyable.
Let's talk about TV now.
All right. I saw TV show Black Lightning, which is the show on the CW, but it's technically, as of this moment, not connected to any of the other shows.
Do you remember when we were kids? I think it was like in fourth grade or something, we had to make cars.
Make cars?
Something like that. We were racing something. And you called yours Black Lightning?
Like Pinewood Derby?
It wasn't Pinewood Derby, though. It was in school.
That sounds familiar.
You named your Black car Lightning. Black Lightning. And
wow,
I was like,
I wonder why I named it Black Lightning.
And you're like, it's so fast you can't even see it.
I didn't even know the character Black Lightning.
Well, yeah, obviously. Like, I'm pretty sure we could say, like, a few months ago you didn't know the character Black Lightning.
Oh, that's an awesome name. I was cool. I was more creative back then than now, I think.
Well, because I was like, why would you name it Black Lightning? You couldn't see Black Lightning. You're like, exactly. It's so fast you can't see it.
Ah, that's a good reasoning. I wouldn't even be able to say that now.
Yeah.
That's cool. Awesome. But yeah.
Black random memory that I have that you don't even have.
That's good. You tell me what happened, and I believe you because you have a really good memory. Especially the longer ago it was,
yeah,
the better memory you have of it. If I ask you something in high school, you're like, "What?"
Yeah, high school's all blur, man.
But you go back to like fourth grade, you're like, "Oh, I got those down pat." But yeah, that you remind me because that does sound familiar.
Maybe it was third grade.
I'm just trying to think.
I can't remember what context it was, though. It was like...
Yeah, that does sound really
familiar.
Maybe
it was a paper plane contest or something that we had to throw a paper plane.
It does sound like a car, though, for some reason.
But it wasn't our Pinewood Derby cars.
Yeah, it wasn't that. Because I do remember that. I do remember the Pinewood Derby cars doing that. But yeah, so basically it's like not set in any world. But it can be, though. Like, there's nothing saying it's not. Mm-hmm. But like they just them saying it's not though. So I don't know if they eventually connect them in like a year or two if the show keeps going. But anyways, it's pretty different from all the other CW shows. It's like more modern issues, I guess. It's more like the political climate, and like there's like specific, there's like references to like white people pulling or white cops pulling over black people and stuff. It's like very blatant about it.
Yeah, because I heard like they weren't planning on doing any crossovers for the show or anything.
Yeah, as of now.
But then people are saying like this is like one of the best shows in that superhero TV universe.
Yeah, it's like
which is crazy. Like that's crazy talk because like the Flash is so good. Yeah, and, like, Supergirl is so good.
Yeah, I would still probably I enjoy those more. It's because of the characters. Cause I don't know anything about Black Lightning.
Yeah,
like Static Shock, I'm all in. That's the show I want to see. Black Lightning, I know nothing about, which mm-hmm. I guess is good and bad because then I have nothing to compare it to. But like that still pulls me in. The Flash is so good. I still don't think anybody can touch the Flash. There's just every week it's like something awesome.
And yeah,
it's fun. But yeah, Black Lightning. It's a very interesting. The suit is kind of weird. Like everything feels so grounded. Then they get to that suit, and you're like, this is kind of weird. But it's like a lot of gang related. It's like the whole story is like he's a principal of a high school.
Oh, how old is this guy?
He's old. That's what I'm saying. He has two daughters that are like one's in high school and one's like in her 20s. So it's like it's also the demographic is weird because you're like, wait, the main character is like an old, like a 40-year-old dude. The CW is all about like 20
younger,
like, younger 20-year-olds and stuff. So that's kind of weird too. But like the story is he was Black Lightning like 10 years ago and then he quit. And now he's like been driven back because the gangs are so bad, and
like, it's kind of like Incredibles.
Yeah, it is kind of like that. So, and then he's got a dude like who makes his suit and stuff. So it's like pretty different from the other CW shows.
Do they make like the jokes where they're like, "Oh, I'm so out of shape" and stuff like that?
Haven't done that yet. No, he I think he stays in shape.
Oh, that's great.
He's like jogging, like he's already in great shape.
Because I can't handle that when they're like, oh.
Yeah, like they're doing
Incredibles. This is easier 10 years ago.
Yeah, they haven't done anything. I don't think they...
Or he like puts on the suit for the first time and his belly's sticking out.
Yeah, no, he's pretty fit already. So, yeah, it's pretty different from the other shows. And it just, it feels more relevant, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
And they're not going so comic booky, I guess. At least as of yet. And it's hard to tell from just the pilot. But like, It seems more like his fight on crime against the gangs. It's kind of like a Black Arrow before Arrow got all like more
weird,
and it's yeah, like that. But yeah. So far, I'm digging it, and I'll watch it. I'll keep watching it.
That's good.
Yeah,
I watched Terrace House Opening New Doors because I felt like reading
Of subtitles.
Well, 3 hours worth of stuff wasn't good enough. I was like, let me just read another half an hour more.
Get some reading in while watching.
And, television. Yeah, wasn't too big of a fan of this episode.
Oh, really?
It was kind of boring.
Really? I didn't think any episode of Terrace House was ever boring.
You didn't watch the Hawaiian season.
I know, I wasn't counting that.
Because that was incredibly boring.
But like in the first season you watched, was every episode exciting, or is it because you were watching?
Every episode was so great. I'm still crazy. Considering.
I just assume like, oh, someone would be dead, but you're watching a marathon. You're watching every episode, so it wouldn't be so bad.
Well, because like even after this yesterday, after I watched this episode, I was like, you know what? I would like to go revisit like this arc of that show.
Yeah.
Of that first season. Not the first season. Technically, it's the second season.
Yeah.
This one arc.
Mm-hmm.
But no.
That's funny.
And then, yeah, I don't know. This last season, though, this last episode, it was all right. The oldest guy and the hockey player were playing catch in the backyard, mm-hmm. baseball catch.
Yeah.
And she looks like she can throw better than he can.
Interesting.
And then... It's interesting because you start seeing them pair off.
Mm-hmm. Is that usually what happens?
Yeah. But like, the oldest guy was attracted to like the youngest girl. I mean, oldest guy, he's like 31 and she's 20 something.
Okay. It's like, how old is old.
But then, like, the young guy who the young girl, like, dismissed at the first, like, made her, the young girl, cry in the beginning of the episode by saying, like, oh, what kind of dreams are those? You don't even have dreams yet?
Oh, yeah.
It always happens every season.
They all feel ashamed to, like, I haven't accomplished anything.
Yeah, I haven't accomplished anything. I haven't thought of my dreams yet. I'm 20. Oh, no.
My life is over.
Yeah.
If I haven't thought of them by now, there's no chance.
And then that guy who made her cry went and looked for jobs. Then he apologized, and they all went shopping. And then he's like, he like reaffirmed with that girl. He's like, you know, when I asked you to hang out, I was hoping it'd just be us. And she's like, mm-hmm. Oh.
Was that the one where he's like a date? And she's like, he doesn't.
Yeah. She's like, I don't. Yeah. It's, the other guy's like, that's not a date. And then that guy asked this other girl, I think it was the hockey player, to go to the foot spa or something like that. Foot bath.
Okay.
Because they're in the mountains, and I guess in Japan they have those there. Ooh. And then the kid is there, like, while he's asking her, and he's like, why don't you go to, like, the full spa? And he's like, I don't think. Because I guess in Japanese culture, you only ask a girl to, like, the co-ed spa, like, when you're more comfortable with them. You don't do it at first because, mm-hmm. like, you're going to be naked.
Yeah.
So he's like, oh, like, we're not ready for that. And he's like, oh, well, it sounds nice anyways. Like, the kid is just, like, ruining everything. But everyone else just knocks it up to being like, oh, he's a kid.
Yeah.
He's like, he doesn't know anything.
How young is the...
I think he's 18 or 19.
Okay.
Yeah, so it's very interesting.
But he doesn't know that in their culture? Then, that, or is he just trying to make it weird?
I don't know. Like, yeah, that, he just I seems clueless.
You wouldn't be able to tell.
He just seems clueless most of the time. And then it's funny because the commentators talk about how clueless he is too. Like, everyone's just talking about how clueless this kid is.
That's funny.
So, yeah, that's Terrace House.
So is it more agonizing watching it one by one, or is it like,
oh, this is horrible? Because at least with the other two seasons, I was able to go to Wikipedia and be like, how much longer is this person on the show?
Yeah. But now you have no idea.
But now I have no idea. These people, I might be stuck with these people for 50 weeks or something. Who knows?
It's true.
And it doesn't even, yeah, so.
Are you waiting for better people to get on this? Is it the people?
I just want something to happen. I want someone to date someone,
mm-hmm.
or someone to, I'm waiting for that hockey girl to come out as gay.
Mm-hmm.
Or I'm waiting for the model white guy looking guy to come out as gay. I'm just waiting for something crazy to happen.
All right.
No dramas really happen. This is agonizing to watch.
Does it usually happen quick in the show? In the other one?
No, but I was able to. It's because, yeah, it's because I wasn't watching week to week.
Yeah, so maybe you'll enjoy these episodes more after if something happens.
Yeah, I guess so.
But you'll be like, oh, it was good. They were building.
They went like to the outlets this week, and I was like, how boring. Like, I don't want to see you.
Yeah.
I want to see. Yeah, just weird. So I'm waiting. Because I don't know what's going to happen with that snowboarding guy. He's like a 32-year-old. And then there's like a girl who's like a fashion blogger. And she's like a model.
What's the quickest they've got somebody off the show? Like,
I saw someone leave in 2 weeks out on the Hawaiian show. I don't blame her on the Hawaiian show.
Yeah.
I would have too.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, what
like,
happened...
this is not what I thought it was.
No, what happened is she was from Tokyo. She goes to Hawaii.
No, definitely.
She asks the guy out on the date. He said no. And then she's like, I'm done.
Yeah. People are supposed to say yes.
She was young too, so I think she's like 18, and she's like, I miss my family or something like that. But like, it was so weird because it was just like instant turnaround. It's just like boom, boom, off.
Hmm. Yeah,
she was like kind of socially awkward.
That is quick.
Which I think it's a big change going from like living with your parents to living with five other people.
Oh, yeah. In Hawaii.
In Hawaii. And like, I don't know if these people are just wealthy or what, because like some of them don't work.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, some of them, like, they just stay in the house all day. So I don't know if he's, like, just chilling or...
Yeah, he's actually doing stuff they're not telling you.
Or if he's just, like, independently wealthy or something, like, with his family. His family's like, we'll bankroll you for a year.
Yeah.
Go live in this house, and afterwards you're going to be famous.
Yeah.
Because that's what happens, too. Because a lot of these people end up famous, so...
Yeah. Maybe that's a plan, because it's been going on a while. People know this, know the...
Yeah, like, oh, after the...
It's like, oh, you'll be fine after this.
You'll be famous afterwards. Yeah. You get brand deals and...
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy. In book news, something higher educational, I've been listening to the audiobook for Fire and Fury. And it's good so far.
Cool.
I think it just was good. Just covers everything that's happened so far.
Yeah.
Didn't talk about that porn star, though, Stormy Daniels.
Not that up to date.
Nope.
Hasn't quite to... He needs an... like, he'd write a whole other book, I guess.
Yeah. After. That's a crazy story, too, though.
Yeah, that is nuts.
Everything that she said.
Yeah.
Yeah, his book's all right. It's like they talk about each person and then their relationship with Trump.
Mm-hmm.
So they talked about Steve Bannon for a long time. Now they're talking about Jared Kushner.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I'm not surprised. Mm-hmm. He's a horrible person, Trump.
Yeah.
He surrounded himself with terrible people.
Mm-hmm.
And he always was trying to steal the limelight from them.
Of course.
Let's get to our discussion, though.
All right.
Reshooting slash recasting controversial people. How far do we go, Mike?
I don't know. The one, like the Louis C.K. one where they just did a voice, I feel like that's
easy.
That's really easy. Like, that's the easiest of them all to do. The Kevin Spacey one was kind of nuts to me.
For House of Cards?
Yeah.
Especially because he was so involved with that show. It's different if it's just like a guy who's like a background character.
Yeah.
He's the main character. He's like executive producer.
Yeah. And they were going to probably end it anyway. It just seems. And it's also like the timing of things. Because I feel like when it's. Like, because this Kevin Spacey, all stuff came out. So it altered two things he was doing. Shooting House of Cards, which I don't know how much they actually got shot or what.
I don't think they got shot.
I don't think they did much on that season.
Yeah.
That, from what I know. And then they reshot a whole movie.
Well, not like a whole movie. Just, I think it was only like 10 days.
I know, but like they had to reshoot every. He's in the movie a lot, apparently.
Okay.
So like it's just crazy to. But I guess if it didn't take that long, then it couldn't have been that hard to do. I guess, but it. I guess they just knew that they were able to do it.
Mm-hmm. So
like, I'd be interested to see if it was farther along.
What they would have done.
Like it. Like say the news breaks and then
it's the movie's supposed to come out like that next weekend.
What's What do you do?
It was like that tornado thing with Superman. You just apologize and hope it's fine.
Yeah, I think you just leave it there.
I'm thinking, like, how far do they go? Like, what if it's a director or something? Do they just bring in a new director or do they just re-edit the movie?
Yeah.
Do they, like, Joss Whedon it? Do they...
Because I wonder what rules they have, like, as far as...
That's the thing.
It's what the Director's Guild Director's Guild. Yeah, because I think that it's pretty hard to get a new director on stuff. Like, Joss Whedon didn't get a director credit. Got, like, some writing credit or something?
Yeah, I think he got, like, co-writing credit.
But, like, he did a lot of that movie, it seemed. But he doesn't get, like, there's no...
Well, there is that one scene on deleted scenes for Justice League. Did you see it? Like, a rebirth scene for Superman?
I didn't see it, no.
No. It was cool. I should watch that in the movie.
Need to watch that. But, yeah, it's just a weird, like, do they... Like, it's just a weird thing that's going on now that I'm surprised that it's able to be done. But, like,
It's like, do they go in the past?
Yeah, that's what I keep thinking is, like, what do they do with these past movies? Do they just not show them as much anymore? Because they did the Cosby show. They're like, Cosby gone. But it is also a different thing if it's like, The Cosby Show, that's all, his name's Cosby, it's The Cosby Show, and he's in, like, a lot of the scenes.
What if they, like, tried to re-release it as, like, The Huxtables, and they just, like, edit him out?
I wouldn't be surprised if they tried to do that in, like, 20 years. Like I'm wondering if there's a shelf life on it, and like, once Bill Cosby dies, well, I don't know if that show would even hold up, or if people
want to. I don't know, I think like, it's such a big thing, though. It's, like, because, like, now, they said originally... You're like two people on trial, and now it's like 22 people.
Yeah, it is. It's like such a big thing that's kind of a separate, because I think each one is different too. Like
Louis C.K., people think that he's going to work again.
Yeah, I think eventually he could probably come back. It's just a time thing. Eventually, if Mel Gibson came back, I mean,
yeah.
It's just going to be interesting to see how it plays out because we're all still in this new. thing. And then like some stuff like Woody Allen stuff, like other people, they just sweep under the rug. Like Bryan Singer, they were just ignoring it for a long time. So like, it's just we're in a whole different age where I guess there aren't many, I guess, stuff comes out all the time. So it's like you could be developing a project and then it comes something.
Do you think this hurts Aziz?
I wonder if there's like there's going to be more contracts written.
Like morality clauses?
Yeah.
Or if insurance is going to help?
Yeah. Because that'd be interesting. I wonder if things are changing because of this.
I'm sure they are.
But the Aziz thing, see, like, I wonder if it does affect it, because I would think it would. Is Master of None, did we even know we're getting a season 3? Was that a confirmed thing?
No, no. Because like I was looking at Master of None, because now that ever since the Kevin Spacey thing, I go to Netflix as soon as this news breaks.
Yeah,
and I go see, look at what their show happen? Logo changed to.
Yeah, did it change?
It didn't change. Well, it changed to him with a kid.
Yeah.
And then it changed to just his face. So like I don't think it hurt
no,
him that
it didn't,
much.
Didn't do anything. Yeah, and they can, like, Netflix can run the numbers to see if it affected them and then be like, oh, we don't care.
Yeah.
Because it's not affecting. Because I guess I'm trying to think, like, because so far, has anything, like, his is the, I mean, it's bad to say. Like, I don't want to say tamest because it's like.
His is the most normal.
His is the most that's not, like, I don't know.
Because I've heard it described as either sexual assault, and then I've heard it described as sexual misconduct.
Yeah.
Which, like, there isn't much difference, but there is a difference.
Yeah.
Not saying one's okay, but I'm saying...
And I guess some people see it differently. Like, if that was to you, you'd see it differently than if it's to another person or something.
I don't know.
So it's kind of like...
I said the same thing to, I told my one of my friends who was, like, super anti-Aziz. I was like, you're telling me you've never made anyone uncomfortable on a date?
Yeah. It's just like, unless you're there, even if it's described and they describe it the same way, it's like you can't feel what's in the room unless you're in the room, I don't think.
Exactly.
So it's like, who knows? But yeah, it doesn't seem like you haven't really heard much of it affecting, but he's not been, until he has something to either promote or, because eventually he's going to like have to get on a talk show probably and talk about it.
The weird thing though is because of like the plot of season 2.
I know. Yeah, that's the thing with the creepy dude, which like totally played into all this stuff that was already going on, and then now he's involved in it to a degree because everyone's getting lumped into some kind of same category.
Yeah,
which I don't know how that gets avoided at this moment. Eventually,
like it's interesting because we talked about this when we were yesterday.
Yeah,
and then one of our friends, I feel like I should not name people because this is like a crazy topic.
Yeah, probably not unless they talked about it.
But they said like we shouldn't delineate the differences, or I think we should.
Yeah, I get the point of not delineating. Well, you have to a degree, I think.
Especially when it's like crazy stuff going on, like Weinstein versus Cosby versus Louis C.K. versus Aziz Ansari.
Because they're all different, because some people are like totally
like date rape.
Yeah, they're totally
taking advantage of people,
destroying people, other people
being creepy,
are using their power to do it, and other people are just like the Aziz thing can happen to anybody who's not a celebrity. It's because he's a celebrity we know anything about it. If it happened to like a normal person,
the craziest thing is Dan Harmon's.
Oh yeah,
because that happened, he copped to it in great detail.
Yeah.
And then it was gone. She accepted the apology and it was gone.
Yeah.
But who else was it that accepted the apology?
Like the
most normal.
The most least thing.
Because he didn't, he like hugged her and stuff, but it wasn't like.
He like you, that was the, yeah, that was more the issue of the power wielding.
Mm-hmm.
Where, but that like the, like sexual harassment stuff, like on top of that.
Yeah.
There's a layer to that where people use, like, his same situation could happen using power in a different way. On
his could happen at any job.
Yeah.
His seemed like it wasn't industry specific.
Yes. So, yeah, that one was interesting too, because people are trying to find a way to do what he did and apologize if they can and mean it.
Yeah.
Where some people.
Who else was it that apologized and they accepted the apology, though?
Yeah, has that even happened?
It has happened. It was a big one, too. Oh, Al Franken, the first time.
Oh, yeah. Well, it's because, well, he had a weird apology originally, because his apology was, like, not so, like, he had two apologies. I think he had more than one, because the first one didn't come out right. So it's, like, it's just very strange.
Yeah. It's tough. I don't know, man.
Yeah. There's always going to be controversial people nowadays, because...
But then it's, like, weird, because, like, for comedy, I feel like, not like this kind of controversy, but then... I felt like for a long time, the controversy was focused on things that shouldn't have been controversial.
Yeah.
Like anything that you say on stage, I think you should get a pass.
Yeah.
Same as in movies. Anything you do in a movie should get a pass if you're an actor.
Yeah.
But for a long time, it seemed like comedy was like, oh, that person made fun of like this subject. Not okay.
Yeah, that's becoming a thing, which... It shouldn't be. It's like...
But it seems like this took the heat off of that because they're like, hey, I might be making jokes about like the Holocaust, but at least I'm not like raping someone.
That is true.
I don't know. I think maybe this brought our priorities or...
Yeah, made people more aware.
Of like, hey, this is what the real issue is.
Hey, like, yeah. It's kind of what it is now. It's like, there's real things happening. So people saying... Stop being offended by things people are saying. Be offended by what people are doing. Are doing. Well, and saying in that context.
I do want to say for the Aziz thing, like, do the research.
Yeah.
Look into like
that's also the problem is people just read a headline and then they're like,
yeah. And I'm like, which I mean, we're then, guilty of. We do this all the time on the podcast.
Everything like, we do is like headline news.
Yeah, we're like, we read the headline and I skim the article.
Not controversial. Stuff affecting people.
Yeah.
And it's the source of the stuff too. Like the Harvey Weinstein stuff was like clearly vetted.
Yeah.
And like to get somebody that powerful to do what happened, like you had to do all that research. This Aziz thing was like an article on a website nobody ever heard of. And like it's just the account and it's not checking with anybody else.
Yeah. Like look at the other articles that website has produced. Look at other articles that journalist has produced.
Yeah.
And tell me if it's credible.
Yeah.
The fact that she didn't go to the news that they went to her, it seems kind of like one of those, what are they called? Like ambulance chasers?
Yeah.
It's like that.
That is. And obviously, like, that could, all of it could be true. It's just without backup, it's kind of like, it's just a weird, it's not like a journal. It's not like a newspaper wouldn't do that. They would do more work. Than just that. That's kind of the.
Yeah, it's like weird.
No one seems to be able to separate. Like people can't seem to have more than one thought in their head at one time, so they can't differentiate between something. So.
It's weird. I don't know.
Yeah. The world's just not smart enough to, I don't think, to understand these issues.
I don't know, I'm trying to find out other stuff on this website. This is so weird. It's like some of these articles are like rape, and then other of them are like sorority girls tell you exactly how to get a bid to the house you want.
Weird.
I want to read about this. Katie Way. A staff writer. Yeah, it's weird.
Yep. No easy answers.
Anyways, next, well, not next week, but like in 6 weeks or 3 weeks. What is it?
6 weeks. I think we're 3 weeks. 3 weeks. So a month. A month.
A month. Most anticipated movie of 2018.
Yes.
I feel like that's a very straightforward.
Our individual most anticipated.
Yeah.
All right.
Argue it.
Yeah. That's not your most anticipated. It's like, it's my opinion. Yeah. How can you argue that?
I'll give you a hint. It is not the Han Solo story. Because they're expecting that movie to bomb, and I will forever rally that point.
Yes.
I think I have one, I'm pretty sure it's the same as yours.
I think so.
I'm willing to bet. Maybe. Right now.
I would guess, but I don't
we'll
know.
Say it on three. One, two,
are we gonna say it?
Three,
are we
gonna... Paddington 2.
100% on Rotten Tomatoes by critics.
Fourth movie to ever do it.
Pretty good.
I heard it's really good.
But I can't be anticipated of if I already
if it's already came out.
It already came out, right? Like,
I guess it just has to be a movie we haven't seen in 2018.
Yeah.
Because by the time this list comes out, or we release it, maybe it could be Black Panther. Who knows?
Yeah, we would have already have seen it, so yeah. It can't be that then, I guess. It's not going to be able to be that.
Well, I mean, it's most anticipated right now.
Yeah, it's still, yeah. Anyways, we'll talk about it.
Yeah.
On the next podcast.
On Netflix today, Ricardo Quevedo. Hey, gente, así. Come back tomorrow for America's Sweetheart, This Week in Movies in the Now, and Trailer Talk. Thank you for listening. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Thank you for listening to Destiny Pizzas. Until next week, grab a slice and enjoy. Goodbye.